This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. I was looking at the headlines. It was, what, a couple days ago, and the Royals were all over. I'm talking about these Brits. And one story, it was scrolling across my television, and it was Princess Kate running to her little girl when the girl fell. And they say something like, Princess Kate runs to her daughter when the girl fell. And the equivalent of the Secret Service ran as well. And I thought to myself, really? This is news. That some kid fell and her mother ran to get her. Then, I'm not kidding you, there was another story and it had to do with the royal, one of the nieces or nephews, I think it was a niece, putting her hand over the mouth of her uncle, one of the royals. And again, I said, okay, cute story, but newsworthy? And then I saw the other set of royals. It was a thing. I'm not lying. This is a true story. They said the Beckhams put an end to the rumors they're divorcing because whatever the chick Beckham, one of the Spice Girls, said to her husband on Instagram, I love you, baby, or whatever. I said, okay, they'll be divorced in 6 months. But so we had that. Most of the magazines that I saw when I went to go get some groceries had something about Meghan Markle now being an official royal and hanging out with the queen. I guess they're going to get manis and pedis and bikini waxes together. I don't really know. But I will tell you this. I was thinking to myself, I don't give a crap about the royals. A baby fell and a parent got him? Really? It's like when my sons would say something like, Daddy, Daddy, watch it. You know, 12 years old, tying their shoe. Shut up, boy, get up. I don't care about you tying your stupid shoe. Yeah, because they all had Velcro growing up. They didn't have to worry about tying a shoe. I learned how to tie a shoe when I was 4. But the kids today, they had Velcro because we wanted to make it easy on them. So at 12 years old, they want to show you that they can tie a friggin' shoe. I don't want to hear about your stinking royals. Maybe I'm this guy. When Anthony Bourdain died, I said, I didn't give him some, ooh, poor Anthony Bourdain. Look. I have no issue with Anthony Bourdain in terms of his death. Death is a tragedy, but we're all going to go through it. But for some people writing me back like I had hammered the guy. I said Anthony Bourdain's death doesn't mean anything more to me than, oh, a taxi driver died. And the fact that Anthony Bourdain said he wanted to poison Donald Trump, I find him a despicable human being. And people want to come to his defense. You know, I didn't say anything enough bad about him. He was a heroin addict and a alcoholic. And you only have to spend 2 seconds looking at that clown to go, he made people's lives miserable. That's what Anthony Bourdain did. He wrote a book criticizing other chefs. Why? Because Anthony Bourdain, well, he overcame his heroin and all this other stuff. And he talked about, oh, I did drugs at every job I ever worked at. I was a heroin guy. I was just saying, you know, he was such a great guy. Kevin, what are you doing talking smack about him? He's dead now. I'm just telling you about him. Look, you ever been to one of those eulogies where the pastor says, well, you know, I will say, God has a place for everybody. Now, that's a euphemism for he's going to hell. All right? Then they say something like this. Well, you know, he wasn't really a real member of the church, but his wife was, and we want to honor her. You know, they're telling you he was a heathen. I don't have anything good to say except God can redeem anybody. Maybe on his dying breath, he said, Lord, please forgive me. And so the pastor's like, it's a lie. You never know what the Lord have planned for even the people that didn't do the Lord's work while they were here, you know. And they give you the who shot John because they know that dude is in hell, period, end of story, ipso facto, okay? So don't be getting mad at me because I'm telling you, Anthony Bourdain, a liberal royal, you know, well, you know what's funny? Bourdain, before he got his own show, he wrote a book and he was mad at other chefs like Bobby Flay and others who had their cooking shows. And then, guess what? Bourdain gets his own show and you know what his response was? Oh, holy irony. Oh, the irony. Yeah, he didn't have so much disdain for the cooking shows that he declined his. When he did Destinations Unknown or whatever the show was called. By the way, they still got him up. You're watching a dead man. I don't care, because I still watch Law & Order, and Jerry Orbach is dead, and so are a few of the other people. But I'm just saying, take him down for a little bit. Let the people mourn. Everybody that's criticizing me, Kevin, you should be deferential in death. What? Really? And I'm not being deferential. Why? Because I'm telling you the truth about Anthony Bourdain. A dude who was 61 years old, dating a 40-year-old girl, the girl young enough to be his daughter, undoubtedly, made her life hell. Which, by the way, I even speculated she might have been the reason he committed suicide. Who knows? Maybe he got mad because Barack Obama's not president and Trump is president. I don't. Who knows? But I'm going to tell you this. Don't try to tell me he's off limits because he's dead. The people that know nothing about this man. And for the record, I didn't know a whole lot about him, but I know more than most people. I know more than most of the people who were sending me notes going, Kevin, it's not good for you to talk about the dead. I wasn't hammering the guy. I wasn't saying he's a total deadbeat. He's this or that. What I said was this guy gave you a glimpse in his personality when he said he wanted to kill Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. He doesn't know either one of those guys. All Anthony Bourdain knows about either one of them is what he's been told. That's it. And by the way, that's true of most of the leftists. And for the record, we only know a little bit about Kim Jong-un. We can speculate, oh, he's a dictator. So that name implies he's got to be a bad guy. We were told that he killed his uncle and fed him to the dogs. I did more research on that story. They said that's not true. Now, I don't know what. Did he kill his uncle and feed him to the cats? I don't know. But he didn't kill his uncle and feed him to his dogs. Did he clean house? Maybe so. But I'll put it to you this way. There are many things that the left do to us that don't involve death and mayhem that, quite frankly, are pretty doggone bad. Look at what Donald Trump is going through right now with this farce of an investigation. You think it couldn't be any of us? And the very same people that will deny that this is a witch hunt for Donald Trump will tell you you need to respect Anthony Bourdain, a heroin addict. Maybe he kicked it, but he was at one point, and he was not a good person.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show. They found that missing lady. You know who I'm talking about? She was in Florida. She was walking her dog along the water, you know, somewhere along the water, and an alligator rushed out and grabbed her arm, and then they found her. They found her dead. Her dog, or dogs, I don't know how many, but I know it's at least one, went back, and they found the dog, and they were like, "Where's the lady?" And they figured the alligator had probably dragged into the water, but the alligator grabs her arm, goes into the death spin, you know, and, you know, starts spinning, rips her arm off, and she dies. They find her later, of course, dead because she probably bled out. What a way to go. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That's a good intro, isn't it? A good visual. Lady getting an alligator spinning on her arm. Man, you do not want an alligator to get your arm. You better grab that sucker and hold on for dear life so y'all are both spinning at the same time. Because whatever that alligator spins is toast. It's over. But yeah, she's walking a dog. And the HOA issued a warning saying, you know, there's a 10-foot alligator out here. But I was thinking about it. Who needs to tell you that in Florida? And what was funny, when I saw the article, right below the article, that particular article saying that the lady, they found her, was an article that said this: how to survive a gator attack. And I was thinking, a little late. Why couldn't you put that on her phone? Because she was probably texting and walking along like, sending messages back, you know, talking about her grandbabies and yoga or something like that, or planning a wedding. Yeah, that's what she was doing, you know, and from her private server in her basement bathroom. I don't know. Unbelievable, man. How to survive a gator attack. I hope that wasn't in her inbox when her husband or kids or somebody saw it. What the irony. Ooh, I'm in a snarky mood today. I don't know. I have. You pointed it out during the break. I'll admit it. I'm a bit snarky today. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the craziness of what's been going on. I saw a Chick-fil-A ad. You'll get a kick out of this. And it showed a chicken sandwich and these two pickles were side by side underneath the chicken. And it said, "Our pickles don't touch, just like God intended." Yeah, I use a little more symbolism because these were flat pickles. But, you know, when you think about two pickles, like, our cucumbers don't touch. If you figured it out, yeah, just the way God intended. And the reason why I think people brought up the Chick-fil-A ad, and I talked about this earlier, you know, the day, Jack Darcy is catching pure AT double crooked socks because he ate a Chick-fil-A sandwich during, get this, Gay Pride Month. June, Gay Pride Month. My birthday's in June. I want to change it. What do you mean my birthday's in Gay Pride Month? Pick another month, gay people. Why'd you pick June? Pick October. I don't want no June. I have nothing against gays, but I'm saying, why are you going to take my month? Why would you arbitrarily choose June? Oh, June is the summer solstice. June is the time of rebirth or whatever. Oh, whoa. I don't want to hear about your stuff. Why June? Black people got February, gay people have June. What about gay black people? What do they get? Both? Do they get both or do they have to choose? I'm just curious. What if you're a gay Mexican? Do you have to choose between Cinco de Mayo and the month of June? I hope I can help you out here, Mexican gays. Choose the month of June. You get more days. Oh, man. I told my movement, the Not Gay Man Woman movement, that we are going to take July. Let's just take July. Complete with our flag and everything else. Let's have our march. I know it's hot, but you know what? We can be selected. We can only do it in Colorado and Montana, in the Pacific Northwest. That's where we'll march. Because, hey, they're tolerant up there, aren't they? I would think they would really celebrate us in the Pacific Northwest, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement, the NGMW. And we are going to add the transsexuals, except we're going to call them dysmorphics, the Ds, the NGMWDs. Yeah. Hey, did you see this story? A pit bull saved a little girl's life. I love this story. I do pit bull rescues. And yeah, this pit bull, I think, I forget how old it was. There was a fire in the house, and the pit bull went and got the baby and carried it out. Yeah, didn't eat it. For all you pit bull haters out there, probably the same people that want gun control. You need to get rid of your guns and your pit bulls, Kevin Jackson. Yeah, still, but little baby got her life saved by a pit bull. I like that. Hey, here's a final story we'll do in our miscellaneous segment. The RNC finance chair says that Trump must invite the Eagles. Did you see this story? He's a Chicago Cubs co-owner. His name is Todd Ricketts. And he told Fox News that President Trump should consider re-inviting the Super Bowl champ Philadelphia Eagles to the White House. Charles Payne, who introduced Ricketts as someone who believes President Trump should once again invite the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House. And he says, why do you want to see this happen? And he says, and is it really possible at this point? And Ricketts said, well, Charles, you know my view on this is that a few years ago when we won the World Series with the Cubs and we were invited to the White House with former President Barack Obama, Ricketts said, the Cubs won the series in 2016 and were one of the last teams to visit Obama's White House. So what he's saying is, I'm not a lefty. In fact, he's got something to do with the Democrats. I mean, with the Republicans. He's like he's on with the RNC. I don't know. I thought I saw something about that. Is he with the RNC? It would be strange to have a dude that owns a baseball team and he's with the RNC. I don't know. But I think he's a Republican. Will that suffice for what we're talking about right now? So he's a Republican, and he's saying, I went to Obama's White House. Okay, fine. First of all, you own a baseball team, Chief. We're not talking about football. Nobody in baseball of any note took a knee. Baseball remains America's pastime, America's sport, not football. Football, these clowns took a knee, and now everything you do in Hollywood and sports, if you mention Donald Trump, boo, 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 except the UFC, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Colby Covington? I think that's who we're going to talk about. Yeah, new champion, new welterweight champ. He did something kind of cool. But do you think that Donald Trump should re-invite the Philadelphia Eagles? I believe the majority of my audience would say, heck no, don't do it. And what they're saying is, we need to take politics out of sports. Fine, when sports takes politics out of it. There's nobody that has asked for sports and politics. Nobody that I know. We've all fought against this. We've all said, stop with the social engineering. Stop allowing these young multimillionaires to act like it's their team or whatever. Look, you got a job to do. We've allowed this to happen. The owners, stop doing it. We just want to watch your stupid athletes, and that's most of them are stupid, let's be honest. We just want to watch them do things that we would only dream of doing physically. All right, I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report revealed that former FBI Director James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct FBI business. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz also has some of the other news coming out of the IG report.
This is an explosive report. The FBI actually did know that foreign actors had penetrated and gotten classified information off of these private servers. Remember the whole timing. Initial drafts from James Comey, done well before this exoneration in July, they'd started drafting these things before they'd even interviewed Hillary Clinton. And then during their initial draft, what did they say? It was gross negligence. Then somebody came in and edited that and softened it up.
A new study from Ohio State University found that religious people live an average of 4 years longer than their atheist friends. The study analyzed 1,000 obituaries published across the United States since 2011 and found a correlation between faith and longevity. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we had the primaries on Tuesday. Probably should have covered it. Anyway, what was interesting about it to me, welcome everybody, by the way, it's Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to KJRadio.com. What was interesting to me is that if you went against Trump, you lost. And the craziness of the left, who actually, I mean, I heard Joe Scarborough say that the because of the race in Virginia, that the Democrats are going to have this wave. Now, for those of you keeping score, there have been 46 legislative seats lost by Donald Trump in the first year or 500 days of office. Now, I want you to keep in mind, Barack Obama lost 1,080 seats over his period of 8 years. Trump, in a year plus, has lost 46 legislative seats. That's it. That's the count. Now, I've already told you what's going to happen in November, but I want to play what Scarborough says based on Virginia, and then I'm going to prove to you that he's an idiot. Anybody who believes there's going to be a Democrat wave coming in November are flatly wrong, and once the Republicans maintain control of the House of Cards for the Democrats falls down. But here's what Scarborough had to say.
Because of the fear of Donald Trump's tweets. Yeah. So he, let's play a game we played during the fall of 2015, when everybody was saying that Donald Trump was at 3 or 4% was never going to. We'd hold up papers, would say this is the day Donald Trump's at like 5%, he's at 10%, but his, you know, don't worry, his ceiling's 15%, and he'd keep going above that. So we're going to do this today. Today's June 13th, 2018. I'm going to hold this paper up, and just remember, here we are, June the 13th, 2018. What Republicans did last night and what they are doing in subservience to Donald Trump is going to lead to a massive Democratic wave this fall. And if you don't believe me, you don't believe the short-sightedness, and I will say the political stupidity and the radicalism and the turning away from rock-solid conservative values that have moved this party forward starting in 1980. If you don't believe me, let's just see what happened in Virginia last night.
Okay, you want to do that?
Because in Virginia last night, well, Democrats, if you heard Happy Days Are Here Again blaring out of Democratic headquarters, there's a reason, because last night, Democrats got them another seat in the United States Senate because of what Trumpists, did in the state of Virginia.
It always amazes me how much money these people get paid to be so wrong. And it would be different if it was balanced in any way. Look, if I were on TV, I wouldn't be different than I am right now, but I would at least say, look, here's an indicator as to what might happen because of this Virginia situation or whatever. But Scarborough, who, by the way, considers himself a conservative and a Republican, just made the most left-leaning statement I've heard in a while. And he's sitting right next to his muse, Mika, his girlfriend, who is a staunch leftist. And he wants to convince you that he's, I guess, being diplomatic. I don't know if they think of themselves as a 1-2 punch or, you know, a punch counterpoint, point counterpoint. But they aren't. They're one side of the issue, which I don't care. But let me just explain to you how wrong they are. Because, number one, Sanford did lose. And here's I don't know who it was, but they were talking about the loss. And it was very simple as to why Sanford lost. He lost because he was anti-Trump. So let me play that clip for you.
Well, the message loud and clear is that Republicans who criticize President Trump do so at their own risk. Mark Sanford in South Carolina losing his Republican primary to state lawmaker Katie Arrington by roughly 4 points. Mark Sanford had been a vocal critic of President Trump, but he was also a political survivor. As we all know, he faced a famous scandal as governor of South Carolina for visiting a mistress in Argentina secretly. But he came back. He won this seat for Congress after that scandal. However, he could not survive the Trump effect. The president tweeting that Sanford was, quote, very unhelpful to his agenda. He tweeted this yesterday afternoon, just as the polls were closing in hours, as voters were finishing up casting their ballots in South Carolina. But it might have had an effect on the race. Take a listen to what Mark Sanford himself had to say after the results last night.
It may have cost me the election in this case, but I stand by every one of those decisions to disagree with the president because I didn't think it, at the end of the day, was either concurrent with the promises I made when I first ran for office or the voices of the very people the first district that I represent.
That's absolute nonsense. Sanford doesn't believe a word of that. He went against the grain because he believed the hype. He drank the Kool-Aid. Somebody told him, this is the way you're going to win. He's not as popular as you think. Scarborough, he's in a vacuum over there. I call it the cocoon of ignorance. And he believes, because of the ratings and the feedback that they get, and I want you to understand how this works, when the media is on TV and they get this positive feedback. You're so great. They look at their Twitter feeds. They look at their Facebook pages. They go, it's brave of you, Joe Scarborough, to say the things that you say. And, of course, Mika's, you know, giving him, you know, much love. And it makes them feel good. And so they don't really tell you what they really think. Stanford just spent a bunch of money, wasted a lot of time, was supposed to be, he came back from what, you know, his political purgatory to win his seat, only to lose it immediately after this. Why? Because he bucked the trend. He bucked the real trend that's happening and the fact that people love Donald Trump. Now, I gave you the numbers earlier, the number of seats Donald Trump has lost. And I'm actually surprised he's lost 46. But let me tell you something. When it's all said and done in 2018, at the end of the voting this year, you're going to see a flip. And you're going to actually see, get this, Barack Obama lost 1,080 seats. Don't be surprised if during the Trump administration, he gains 1,000 legislative seats yet again because of the trend. Don't believe this hype. Look at how these people have treated North Korea and the summit. Barack Obama said, I'll meet with dictators. And sure, there were many people that went, why would you do that? That's really stupid. Well, you know what? Maybe that was one of the same things that Barack Obama said. But regardless of how he said it, did he do it? Did he act on it? Was it something that people went, wow, he actually did that? And it worked. The answer is no. North Korea was detonating nukes underground the entire Obama presidency. And he didn't make us any safer with Iran. Did he meet with the mullahs? No, he just sent them a bunch of money. So, you know, it's easy to talk the talk, but is it easy to walk the walk? Donald Trump walked the walk. And he's doing exactly what he's proving exactly what I say about Barack Obama and the feckless left. And here's what he did. He says, you notice that all that dude did was talk. I will meet. I could possibly meet. I could see myself meeting. Donald Trump said, I don't have to see myself. I'll just go do it. And that's the difference, folks. You want to teach your kids a lesson? There are talkers and there are doers. I'm going to tell you, as a kid growing up, you know, coming up in the martial arts and, you know, obviously coming of age as any young man, I watch people. There are talkers and there are people who are willing to put their money where their mouth is. The guy at the party, it isn't bothering anybody, isn't saying anything. And the guy that's over there running his mouth, blah, 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 blah. And something breaks out. And you know who ends up being the doer? The guy who wasn't running his mouth. Because there's a time for talk and there's a time for doing. And Donald Trump is a doer. End of story. And the world, folks, don't think this is just an American thing. The world recognizes it. And this is getting down, permeates down to the level of the average voter. The person who looked can look back objectively at Obama and say, man, he was nothing. He didn't do anything for me. You're talking about black folks going, man, what are you talking about? I heard somebody just the other day, not no lie, black, I forget who it was. I was having a conversation. Oh, you know who it was? A young rapper. A guy, a friend of mine, introduced me to a young rapper. His name is Clay Dub. And he says to me, now look, man, he said, Kev, I ain't going to say whether I voted for Trump or I didn't vote for Trump. And I said, let me stop you right there. So you did vote for him. And he starts laughing. He starts laughing because I said, when you say that, it tells me what you think. But do you know how the conversation started? He said, man, I don't remember Barack Obama freeing no, you know, giving a pardon to Johnson. Jack Johnson, I didn't see him pardoning that lady. And I said, Alice Johnson? He said, yeah. And the conversation shifted because we were talking about his music. He's a young conservative rapper. I mean, I wouldn't call him conservative, but he's a young rapper who leans to the right. And we were talking about helping him promote his music because he's an amazing artist. Long story short, this is a kid from the streets, grew up on Crenshaw, and he was telling me his support of Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People, you are watching a wave, a real wave. You're watching a tide. It's a red tide. It's a red wave. It's a tsunami. It's all there. It's right in front of your faces. Jeff Flake driven into retirement. Tennessee Bob Corker couldn't win re-election for his seat. Alabama's Martha Robert forced into a runoff. And Sanford, the anti-Trump former governor of South Carolina turned congressman, disgraced himself with his Venezuelan mistress. He went against the grain, and he got trumped. As simple as that. Now, the Democrats still believe this red wave is coming. But let me tell you, that's the sign of what's happening, the sign of Donald Trump turning the tide, is a big deal. And let me tell you what the trepidation, the fear of the Republicans is. The fear of the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, the Rhino branch, is that Donald Trump can't maintain this. They say, man, this dude, he's really making some good moves, but he's going to screw up. And then the people are going to turn against him, and the media is going to turn against, is going to, you know, up the ante, and the Democrats are going to really come at him hard, and he's not going to know what to do. They don't believe it. See, you and I, we have come to the conclusion that Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump, and you're not going to phase him. And so most of us are all in. We're like, look, there are some things I don't really like necessarily. I don't have to like his style. I don't even have to like all of his policies. But let me tell you, the results are pretty doggone good. Look, I don't want to recap all this stuff because you know what's going on in the economy. You just witnessed what happened with North Korea, and there's more to come on that. You're going to watch him masterfully deal with Iran and the situation with terror international affairs, foreign affairs, and it's only going to get better. And while that's improving, I'm telling you, you don't have to have degrees in finance and economics to understand what's about to happen to the American economy based on the stuff that he's done. $2 trillion of annual business regulations that have been removed, and that number is going to grow. What do you think companies are going to do with the think of $2 trillion and how big that makes you in the world economy. You are top 10 in the world economy. What he took out of the business of businesses having to pay for just to have the government to be able to meet the requirements, the statutory requirements of government, he took $2 trillion out of all American business that they now have back in their pockets that they can reinvest in their businesses. Even if they only reinvested half of that, you would still be in the top 20 of the largest GDP in the world. Then throw onto that the tax cuts that's more to be reinvested. Whatever that number is, figure it out, but that's more money that can come back into the economy. That would make you, again, a top 20 country in the world if you stood on your own GDP. Then look at the money that these companies now are going to comfortably bring back into the American economy from offshore, which is what they're starting to do, and it hasn't happened yet. Think about that. Factor that in. Then factor in that all these companies that are bringing this money back are going to be investing and building new factories and building distribution centers and hiring new workers. And who has to support that? You know, the tailors and the little small businesses, the restaurant chains and the convenience stores and things like that that pop up around all of that capitalism. So don't worry about the domestic side. It's going to be reflective of the stock market. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump was smart in saying, I don't want this stock market going up to 30,000 and smacking down in November. Look at the stock market over the last 6 months and watch what it's done. It's crept up. It's crept a little bit down, but it's a steady rise. And now it's controllable. It's just kind of bipping up because now the economy has settled in and it's taken all the, there have been profit takers and things like that, but it's settled in. What the stock market is telling you is the rise in confidence is now consistent. And it's just steadily getting there, little by little. That's what's happening. So you're seeing a lot of signs, and you don't always, I'm not telling you always get up, you're like, oh, I see that one, that's obvious. No, they're not all obvious. But if you look carefully, they're there. But there was the biggest sign. Forget the Sanford loss. Forget, I'm thinking Sanford's, forget the college. But no, forget the Sanford loss, Mark Sanford, where Donald Trump came in on it and said, you know what, I don't like the guy, and it flipped it, gave it to his competitor, who I don't think anybody thought was going to beat him, and she beats him because she ran on Trump. Watch what happens in Hollywood when the Bill Maher's and the Noah, Trevor Noah, and all these late-night comics stop with the jokes. In fact, I told you guys recently, one of my buddies, Adam Baldwin, he said he was at a comedy show with lots of comedians, and most of them didn't even touch Trump, and the ones who did got booed. Watch what happens. But here's the biggest thing that's happened. And I'm going to play this for you. Get that clip for us.
I'm Heidi Heitkamp, and when I ran for the Senate 6 years ago, I said I wouldn't vote the party line, because I don't think either party has all the right answers. That's why I voted over half the time with President Trump, and that made a lot of people in Washington mad. But when I agree with him, I vote with him. And if his policies hurt North Dakota, he knows I'll speak up. I approve this message because I'm not going to be a rubber stamp for anybody. I only answer to you.
Now, welcome back, everybody. First of all, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That was Heidi Heitkamp, and she's running a pro-Trump commercial. Now, you could, Kevin, it wasn't pro-Trump. Well, it's as close as you get. She's a Democrat running for senator. And how many of these people do you think that there are that are now going, wait. You know, I'm not totally against Donald Trump. Manchin in West Virginia. He practically is running pro-Trump commercials. I support the president's agenda. I'm a Democrat, and I support the president's agenda. Show me a Republican who ran on I support Barack Obama's agenda. Show me one. They don't exist. Show me anybody who wants these supposedly big-time people, whether it's Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Valerie Jarrett, show me Democrats who are running on the Obama agenda and want him in their office that are in a contested race. Show me one. Now, there are two Democrats who are in highly contested races, and there are others, by the way, not just them. And you know what they're all saying? Well, there are times that I agree with the president and I will vote for him. Said nobody about Obama ever. These guys are all latching on to the Trump train just a little bit so they can hopefully get elected. And let me tell you something. Manchin's not going to win. Heitkamp's not going to win. Claire McCaskill's not going to win. All of them who are trying to say, no, I wasn't completely for Hillary. I wasn't completely down with Barack Obama. Here's the deal. You don't get a better sign than that. If Trump is so hated, why are Democrat senators trying to run with his platform? Why? Don't tell me they haven't. I can tell you they haven't jumped in the deep end of the pool, but they got their toe in the water. And they don't do that for Obama. Nobody did. There wasn't a Republican who, you know, I really do think that Obamacare, you know, if they did it, they were already rhino Republicans. These were not rhino Democrats. These are staunch Democrats that have just decided, you know what? It is in my political interest to do that. That is the wind blowing. And the direction it is blowing tells you what's happening. The fact that Donald Trump could weigh in on Sanford and affect that race tells you all you need to know. The fact that Donald Trump could weigh in on Nevada and tell Jerry Tarkanian, hey, look, you need to drop out because here's what we want to do. Now, the naysayers, are saying, hey, well, Trump, you know, he's the one directing the party. You're doggone right he is. He's completely taken over what the Republicans need to be doing, and if they're smart, they will listen because you can see which way the wind is blowing. The Democrats see it. They may not admit it publicly, but they see it. They know exactly what's happening, and it's scary to them, and they have every right to be scared because it will not let up. Trump is at the beginning of his wins. I'm just telling you, people think that, oh, man, he's done it all. This is as good as it's going to get. This is nothing but a taste. When it is all said and done, you're going to watch what looks like magic to you in comparison to these other clowns that we've watched, particularly Barack Obama. Sleep good tonight.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.